If my text from the car saying that I'm going to take you when I get home wasn't clear enough, the look in my eye as I walked through the door left no doubt. I know you don't have a lot of time, but you know I can't wait. And maybe it's just knowing that I have to have you right then. You look almost shy when you take your lip between your teeth as I walk towards you. And you keep your eyes locked on me. And then I grab your hand and I pull you towards the bedroom. I strain not to run and drag you behind me. But as soon as we're through the door, I push you towards the bed. And then I rip off my clothes. And I'm standing there before you, naked and hard. And just looking at you and lusting for you. And I pull up the hem of your dress. And I slide your panties down as I kiss you. And I keep kissing and pushing you backwards, my hands pulling your dress all the way up over your hips. And as you hit the edge of the bed, I grab your ass tightly and I pick you up and I throw you back. And you land with a laugh and your legs up and spread. And in that moment, all restraint dissolves as I dive at you with a growl. Feels like I'm clawing my way up your body to get to you. You feel my weight on top of you. My heat surrounding you as I make my way to your mouth. You feel my hips part your thighs wide. And you feel my tongue in your mouth just as I slide inside you. One deep, long thrust. And you open your mouth to gasp. And I move to your neck, and I bite hard, and I thrust into you again. Ah, you can feel my need. I push myself up so I can be over you, as I slam in again and again. And you put your hands tenderly up to my chest, but I immediately grab your wrists and pin them to the bed. The time for gentle lovemaking is later. This is just a hungry, hard, hot fuck that we both need. And you stop struggling against my forcefulness and just relax. And I'm growling and grunting and I see your eyes close and your mouth open as you put your head back. And you become wrapped up in the experience of getting fucked. And you love it. I push myself up, and I pull your legs back so I can put your feet on my chest. And then I roughly grab your breasts, my fingers digging into your sweet, soft flesh. And I use them to pull you closer to me with each thrust. My fingers slipping to your nipples. And I can't help but just pinch hard. It's just squeezing as I try to get deeper and deeper into you with each thrust. My cock throbbing now, feeling you stretch around me. Oh God, but I still need you. I want to fuck you harder. So I throw your legs to the side and I turn you over. Grab you by the hips so your ass is in the air. I get up behind you and I run my hand up your sweet, slick, wet pussy. Oh God, and it feels so warm. And I am so hungry for you. And you feel my fingers dig into your ass. And my cock slams into you again. Oh, hard and deep. And you moan. And you bury your face in the comforter as you cry out. as I thrust into you again and again, but it's still not hard enough. You feel my hands on your shoulders, gripping you hard, pulling you back with every stroke as I fuck you. And your moans become almost constant now. Oh. And then you feel a hand entwine in your hair. And I pull your head up and back. And again I pull you with each thrust. Oh. And I'm growling now, incoherent. And it comes out almost as a bark when I say, tell me where you want me to come. And in between hard thrusts, I hear you say, oh God, please, please fill up my pussy. Oh, and that was all I needed. You feel my hand tighten in your hair, and the other hand go to your throat. And I squeeze hard, and I can't stop myself anymore. And I keep bumping into you. Ah, and my tight grip cuts off your moans, but mine fill the room. I can't stop. I want to come. I come for you, baby. Just like you planned.